J. Nicole Nichols, writer-director of Her Honor, Jane Byrne, at the Looking Glass Theater, kind of gets to see Jane Byrne, at least a version of her, all the time. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, Bear. It's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you as well. Tell me how this show began. What was the impetus for the show, which is about, by the way, the former mayor of Chicago, and one point in time when she moved into Cabrini Green?
Yeah, I think the genesis of this story started before I knew I was even a writer. I grew up in a household in which everyone paid attention to politics as much as they did when the Sox were playing or the Bulls were playing. So I grew up with a pretty keen eye on how Chicago works. I've always had a fascination with mayors and how tough a job I always thought that was. So I knew I wanted to write about Chicago mayors, but I connected with Jane Byrne for many reasons. And one of those reasons is that when I was very, very little, very young, I remember when she moved into the Cabrini Green public housing projects. And so I decided to write from that point of view. I mean, Jane Byrne had a fascinating life and left quite a legacy that I feel hasn't always gotten its proper respect here in Chicago. So I wanted to unearth something that was real to me, and I also wanted to create something in which the audience could draw their own conclusions. Well, so that's really the beginning of how this story all came about.
Well, Harold Washington is revered for appropriately as a Chicago mayor. People, no matter how you feel about either of the dailies, the original Mayor Daley or the next Mayor Daley, they certainly know those stories. You said that Jane Byrne was, underappreciated. Maybe that was your word. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I first want to say that I'm planning to write about all of these mayors.
Really?
All of the ones you just listed, absolutely. This play, Her Honor, Jane Byrne, is the beginning of a cycle. I really do think being the mayor of Chicago has got to be one of the toughest, roughest jobs I would never want. I think that
we just had a gentleman in the studio. I don't know if you were listening, Paul Vallis, who may want that. He's wanted that job in the past. He may want it again after the current mayor, who he says is not doing a very good job, in his opinion, which he certainly articulates. No, it's not an easy job. Rahm Emanuel found out that, isn't going to be a walk in the park.
I think you have to be wired a certain way to try to be mayor of this complicated city. And I think, like all mayors, Jane Byrne was a complicated individual. I think that sex and gender certainly has a lot to do with it. We're also talking about Chicago at a time that the political machine was completely different than what we might consider today. I mean, they were really at each other's throats, and if you didn't get those moves right, you were not going to get a reelection. So, as we know, that's exactly what happened with Jane Byrne. She did not succeed in getting a second term. And, I think it's one of those things. I have a lot of people ask me if they thought that what Jane did by moving into the Cabrini Green community, if I thought it was disingenuous, or was it just a stunt? And my response is always, I don't think there's ever a cut and dry answer. Of course, politically, when you're on the ropes, you have to make moves in order to make things shift if you want a legacy. I also think that sometimes the road to hell can be paved with all the good intentions. I believe that she definitely had good intentions and wanted to do something about gun violence, but how does one person take down something that is systemic? And what I do give Jane Byrne credit is for, I mean, she took some mighty big swings. It may not have been the way that I personally would have agreed with how to go about doing things, but that's what she did. And you know, part of that legacy is how she was elected. You know, she came in swinging and or, you know, she came in with the shovel. So
yes, literally.
But, you know, Chicago politics, there's never a day off. There's always a story with every single mayor. And I can tell you, it's not in me. I follow politics and I have opinions, but being an elected official is not something I personally would ever want to do. But I do enjoy writing about them.
Well, you did a great job. I learned a
lot. Appreciate that. Thank you.
The show is at the Looking Glass Theater right on Michigan Avenue. Her Honor, Jane Byrne, again at the Looking Glass Theater. We're out of time, J. Nicole Brooks, but thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you again as you write more shows about more mayors.
Yes, please. Expect more shows, and I wish you all a peaceful season. Thanks for the time. Thank you.
Thank you.